Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Good evening. You are listening to Love Sport Radio. Me, Matt Beadle, with you for another hour here on our Friday night fan show special. It is that wonderful time on a Friday evening at around 3 minutes past 10 when we talk all things Sheffield Wednesday and basically have a laugh for about half an hour because the boys on the line are jokers. They are fun. They are great to be with. It is Dan Fudge from the Wednesday Week. Hello, Dan.
How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Great to have you on the show on this fine Friday evening. And Rich Miller from A Different Gravy, not just another Sheffield Wednesday podcast. Hello, Rich.
Hello. Good evening.
Great to have you with me, guys. Like I said, I enjoy this half an hour. It's filling me with fun on a fine Friday evening. Something that didn't, however, fill many people with too much fun, you'll like my segue there, was the game last weekend with Millwall. 0-0, 22 efforts on goal, only 4 on target. Nothing really happened. Dan, I'm going to come to you first. We spoke a lot about this game and our hopes, our dreams for what might happen. And like I said, nothing really happened.
Yeah, I think I predicted something like a 3-0 win, didn't I? And then, and then to lose to Luton there, although in Barnsley. But yeah, I mean, there was not really much going on. It was nice that we attacked the goal. It was nice that the new signing, Alessio de Cruz, came on. And I said two new signings because, Fernando felt like one when he came on at the time, didn't he? But not really much to write home about, if I'm honest. I remember thinking, watching this game, I think I have better things to do with my life than watch this game of football.
You mentioned Forestieri there, of course, coming back on the pitch. Great to see him back in action.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. He's got what we've been missing. I think we've been guilty of putting a lot of pressure on Barry Bannon. And on our show this week, we were talking about that we seem to have a rule that every ball, every goal, every pass has to go through Barry Bannon. And it was nice when Fernando came on that there was another outlet there, there was another option, somebody who's got that element of being a little bit ball greedy, being a little bit selfish, just to try and create something and make something happen. And that was genuinely really refreshing to watch. Apart from that, God, I love it.
Speaking of the signings as well, gents, because it was deadline day when we last spoke last week, wasn't it? Yeah. Connor Wickham was close to getting over the line. Josh Windass was close to getting over the line. Rich, both of those signings happened. Are you happy?
I am happy. I think actually the combination is better than is much better than getting just one or the other, because I think, speaking of Barry Bannon, I think Windass is the sort of player that actually might take some of the pressure off Bannon, and he likes to sort of play balls in behind for strikers and wingers to chase onto. So he could be quite a vital ingredient going into the rest of the season. And then my hope really for Wickham is that he's able to slightly replace Stephen Fletcher, at least for the sort of the next 4 to 6 weeks while we still wait for Fletcher to come back, but still kind of supply some athleticism and a bit of height and power, which also, if you add all of three of the other strikers together, they kind of have that. But no, each one of them has a sort of terrible flaw in the way they play. So hopefully Wickham can be a bit of a combination of the three of them and drag us a bit further up the pitch and make some more chances.
I know there was a slight differing of opinion over Conor Wickham last week, gents, but you mentioned Steve Fletcher there. Of course, he is going to return to the side. We don't know what kind of fitness he'll be in. It'll be towards the end of the season, whether there'll be too much football to play. But the pair of them, can you see them playing together up top? Do you think that works?
Well, I think that Gary Monk is interchangeable enough to try most things right now. We spoke last week about how Carlos had his philosophy and that's how you play football and that's it. Whereas Gary seems to set himself up a little bit differently. Like, you know, some weeks it'll be 4-5-1, 4-3-3, and then some weeks it'll be 4-4-2. So I believe that it would be something on the cards at some point if we've got the correct opponents in front of us. You know, Barnsley and Luton, no real disrespect to them, aren't the best in this league, and I think it's a great opportunity to try a 4-4-2. Unfortunately, Steve won't be back for those games, but to play two up front with somebody who surprisingly is only 26 years old, that absolutely blew my mind, because it seems like an eternity ago when he last played for us. But with Conor being a bit livelier and playing alongside somebody like Newhew or even Rhodes, might actually work, but I wonder how many rolls of the dice Jordan Rhodes has got. You know, your podcast and mine have definitely spoke about it's what Rhodes needs. He needs somebody there. He needs another guy. Yeah. He needs feeding. He needs crosses in from the wing. And we seem to have tried all of this, and none of it seems to work for Jordan Rhodes, apart from a brief flash in the pan that we had a couple of months ago. But
that incredible day at Nottingham Forest, where, we went through a time portal on the way to the match and suddenly we had Jordan Rhodes from 5 years ago.
exactly right. And I believe that Wickham and Fletcher will play up front together at some point, but I think it will be the back end of the season. And given the Christmas and January that we've had, I don't know where we'd be in the league for that to affect our league position too much.
I've got to say, gents, we spoke about Gary Monk as well and his honesty and the quotes that he's made in recent times. We had the Chelsea fan show on earlier, and one of the guys on the Chelsea show used the term, mistakes happen, everybody makes them. And I came back and I wasn't disagreeing with him, but I did say, is that something that we can use in football? Is that a term? Everybody makes mistakes. Can we use that? And I know that Gary Monk recently, ahead of the game against Barnsley, said, you know, we managers, we always make mistakes. No one's perfect. Mistakes happen. That's life. Can a football manager, Dan, I'll come to you on this one first. Can a football manager use that as a term? Oh, we all make mistakes. There we go. That's just the way it is.
I don't know if it's something that, you know, 25,000 week in, week out will allow as a mob. There are obviously, you know, sensible people out there that go, yeah, sometimes you get it wrong. I think in this environment, we use the term, some moves don't work out for people, some do. I think, the best example I can think of right now is Lee Trundle, for example, smashing goals in left, right and centre for Swansea City. And then in the following season, signed for £1 million for Bristol City and couldn't hit a barn door. You know, some moves work out, some don't. But in terms of the term, sometimes we get it wrong, it happens, but I don't think we're allowed to admit it. I mean, what about you, Rich?
Yeah, I suppose it's, I think you could probably allow a certain number of errors, because we are all human and fallible, you know, to get on a kind of existential level. but it's repeated errors and sort of trying the same thing and expecting different results, I think, are the things that really start to grate in terms of managers. You know, you sort of, if you're turning up the same 11 and expecting different results. And I think that was an interesting thing after Monk's rant and kind of calling out players for not trying hard enough. Actually, the lineup against Millwall was very, very similar to the one that he'd sort of lambasted at Wigan. There's a few notable faces have sort of disappeared from squads recently. But you're sort of talking 90% the exact same players drawing up for us. So it's interesting to have such a kind of scathing post-match interview and a week leading up to the next match, and then have so much be exactly the same again.
It was an odd one, wasn't it? We had our manager lambasting our players and saying, "Oh, you're not working hard enough. There are a few faces in here that need to, you know, we need to have a change of personnel." And then played virtually exactly the same team the week later against the Millwall team that we really, on paper, should have absolutely smashed all over the park. But obviously, I think there's something that goes a little bit deeper than the players on the pitch. I think there is a malaise. There is an attitude around the club right now that is very difficult to get out of. And I think the only way that you can get the players and the fans back on your side is doing what we've done and making a couple of decent high-profile signings. And I know that, you know, these two guys that we've got in aren't the biggest names in the footballing world. But I think they're relatively big names for what is essentially a mid-table championship team.
I completely agree with you. Yeah, absolutely, Dan. I definitely agree with you on that. And Connor, going back to Connor Wickham being one of them, you know, he said, it's funny, he said the club had totally changed since he was last there. He did say the mood in the dressing room is good and relaxed, but I think that is very much a stock quote that any footballer says, along with, "This is the team I supported as a boy." But he said that the club's different to when he was there previously. I mean, we're talking, what, 6-7 years ago. I also want to touch on Cameron Dawson. This isn't someone that we mentioned a couple of weeks back, of course. He signed a new 4-year deal. He's come in place of Kieran Westwood, now very much the number one. I don't know about you guys. One, I've heard various rumours and reports on Kieran Westwood and the fact that he potentially divides the dressing room. Can be a very good goalkeeper at times, but can divide the dressing room. But Cameron Dawson, I feel, is a very good goalkeeper. But since he signed that deal, I almost feel like his form has gone backwards a little bit.
That's interesting.
Go on, what? Do you disagree? Do you agree? Do you think it's not a point?
I think maybe it's a little bit early to tell in terms of his contract, but he's had an interesting time with Wednesday. I think he's had to really work very hard to earn the trust of the fans, because he was thrown in the previous time that he got a good run of games was under Jos Lehukai, and it felt at that time that definitely Westwood, we had a better goalkeeper sat in the wings. I think Westwood's desperately poor form for a good chunk of this season has made life a lot easier for Dawson. There are mistakes and some are so strange, like the one in the cup, you know, just that kind of almost momentary blip of madness where he just passes it to the opposing striker. But I think overall, I've still generally been fairly pleased with what he's done. I'm not bold. We've been lucky enough to have lots of good goalkeepers at Sheffield Wednesday, probably a pretty unbroken run for 10 years or more. I don't think Dawson is one of the great goalkeepers that has sort of graced that place between the sticks at Hillsborough. But he, at the moment, he's certainly better than Westwood seems to have been this season. So I'm happy enough with him in that slot for the time being. But potentially in the summer with hopefully the rebuild, I wouldn't not have a goalkeeper on my list of potential targets, if that's not too butchered a sentence.
No, I'll accept that as an answer, gents, and we'll move swiftly on. This is the Sheffield Wednesday fan show. Next up, we're going to be welcoming Luke Gleadell to the show, and we're going to be looking ahead to the game with Barnsley at the weekend and the trip to Luton on Wednesday.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost.
On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Love Sport Radio, the station giving fans a voice.
Yep, it's the Sheffield Wednesday fan show here on Love Sport. Me, Matt Beadle, joined by Dan Fudge of the Wednesday Week. We also have Rich Miller on from A Different Gravy, not just another Sheffield Wednesday podcast. And we also welcome now a third wheel. Luke Gleadle joins us too. Hello, Luke.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you, buddy. Great to have you on the show. We're going to look ahead now to the games coming up over the course of the next few days, of course. Without a win in three for the Owls, just one win in the last seven. That was that emphatic win against Leeds at Elland Road. That was away from home. And, of course, the Owls do boast the best record away from home from any side outside of the top six. And what better way to get back to winning ways, Luke? I'll come to you. You travel to the basement, boys. Barnsley first and then Luton.
Yeah, I think in as history kind of shows, we have a pretty good record against Barnsley, so it should be, I'm fairly positive. I'm not, especially after kind of seeing the home kind of dour show against Millwall recently, and then, you know, the sort of highlights against a very poor away showing against Wigan. I'm still not entirely taken, but I think we will do pretty well. I'm thinking we'll probably get a win against Barnsley tomorrow.
Yeah, in terms of the record, Dan, they are winless in their past 11 league games against the Owls. So the omens, like I said, coupled with that decent away form, you'd like to think, oh, back to winning ways?
Well, I'd like to think that we'd have beat Millwall, to be fair, at home. But, you know, like I say, it's going back to that that age-old verb that we discussed last week of Sheffield Wednesdaying it up. We, you know, we're good away. They're at the bottom of the league, you know what I mean? It's got 3-0 Barnsley written all over it, hasn't it, lads?
I do have this theory. I know it's, there's a lot of confirmation bias in it, but I do, when I look at a team that's in the sort of run that Barnsley are in, you know, sort of no wins in the last three or four games or whatever. In fact, they've lost in a row. I just think they're going to turn that form around against Wednesday. We always seem to be the team, you know, this team haven't scored in 17 matches. They'll get five against Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, you look at it, Rich, you know, what team were Manchester United playing when the term Fergie time was coined?
Very good point.
What team was Spurs playing when Klinsmann did his dive for the first time? You know, to me, we are absolute kings of it, aren't we? You know, and I feel like this next game is going to be, what team were Barnsley playing when they went on a 12-game unbeaten streak and went from the bottom of the league into the playoffs? You know what I mean? What kicked that off? I feel that, you know, we have this absolute talent, don't we, of being able to go, hey, are you doing badly? Come and play the Wednesday. We'll sort your ride out, kids.
There's got to be more now. You've given me a task, and I'm sure there's got to be more. There's got to be more stats connected to that. I know that we have the Norwich City fan show, and sometimes we do that with a bunch of lads called Along Come Norwich, and they have a similar theory that whenever anybody either needs a record breaking, or conversely for them, they actually say that sometimes it works in their favour. A team could be, you know, Liverpool, to be fair, they've got next, haven't they, on February the 15th. Liverpool are on this incredible unbeaten run. Along come Norwich and bosh, the unbeaten run is broken. On that occasion, of course, it's very unlikely. But yeah, that's a great theory, Dan. I'd never thought about that.
it's a title that we don't want. But I'm afraid it's sometimes one you get saddled with. As time goes on, since that... that heartbreaking last-minute concede that we did against Stoke on Boxing Day. This team doesn't fill me full of confidence anymore. It's like when we went into the third season with Carlos. You know, I didn't trust him to take us to another playoffs again. I don't trust you, Carlos. You know what I mean? And I've kind of got that now in Sheffield Wednesday where I'm going, I don't trust you. I don't trust this group of players where a lot of them went to the playoff final 4 years ago to beat bottom of the table Barnsley. I just don't trust them anymore. So, I might find someone else to do in my time on Saturday.
I love this, gents. I've got to say, thoroughly enjoyable. Luke, I'm going to quickly come to you again on this occasion. It is Barnsley next, but when you look at the fixtures, they are coming thick and fast now, aren't they? Especially in February. I think it's six more games before the month is out.
Yeah, I'm really not sure how to think about that. I think Monk seems to like having like a lot of time to prepare for games. So I feel like it kind of goes against us. And I'm really kind of worried right now, especially with some of the interesting kind of lineups we're seeing with this middle pairing of Barry Bannon and Joey Pelopessi, who this is going to be surprising. I'm not a big fan of Joey Pelopessi. So it's
that was shocking information, that one. That's
well, I know you're such a big fan yourself, Dan, of Joey.
I'm chairperson of the Joey Pelopessi fan club. I'll take as much Joey as I can get. I think he's all right.
So what are we saying with regards to the frailties then? Why are you not a fan, Luke?
He's someone who's probably very quiet on a good day. He doesn't seemingly look like he does a great deal in the middle of the park. And I'm just a bit worried. I mean, I guess we're hearing recently about some potential fallout with Sam Hutchinson. As maybe he's looking to be a character who's frozen out. Kieran Lee and Massimo Luongo look have got injuries. It's just looking very thin in midfield right now.
It's funny, isn't it? Especially with the likes of Pelopessi, we see a number of players come over from the Eredivisie into English football, and so often it doesn't work out. Yes, there are many occasions where players have been pretty decent. David Prepper, we had the Brighton fan show on just before you guys, and he's been handed a new deal, but it's taken him a bit of time to get used to English football. Sometimes when these Dutch lads come over from the Eredivisie, because I guess there's such a huge chasm between Dutch football and English football, it can take him a bit of time.
Yeah, but it looks like he's just never really got to grips with... I don't know what he's got to grips with, I'm going to be honest. It's been a very difficult time watching Joey Pelopessi in the Sheffield Wednesday midfield. So I think with just the amount of games coming, I'm really worried about this kind of squad. And looking a lot, especially kind of looking towards the summer, it's going to be a big rebuild job in that midfield.
Absolutely. And with Joey Pelopessi, he seems to be Barry Bannon's lackey. Seems to be like his little sidekick. Like, you know, I'm gonna try and win this ball. Here, Barry, can you do something good with that, please? Because I don't feel that he could smash one from 20 yards. I don't feel like he could play that through ball that we thought he might be able to, thinking it was the next Wim Jonk. Lol. But the I've not forgiven him for one thing and one thing alone. Joey Pelopessi was the literal poster boy for when we launched one of the nicest kits that we launched in a number of years in last season's shirt. And when I put it on, I didn't look like Joey Pelopessi. So he's in the doghouse for me.
Were you more like, what was the lad from the Bill? That was Wednesday, wasn't it? Was it Tosh? Didn't you have Tosh as a kit promo one year?
Yeah, I look like Tango.
Okay, Jason, I've got to be honest with you. I didn't expect this to go down the Pelopessi route in the way that it has, but it's been great speaking about Joel Pelopessi. It's just, to be fair, just saying the name, I think it's really satisfying. One of the better names in the Football League. I'm going to come through the three of you just to get some score predictions. Of course, it is Luton as well coming up on Wednesday. I know that is a game but one away, but we have to reference it purely so we can refer to these predictions next week. Luke, I'm going to come to you first. First, the game with Barnsley and then Luton.
Barnsley, I think, will do well. I'm thinking a 2-1 victory away at Barnsley. Away to Luton, I think we will lose 2-0. That's what I'm going for.
Crikey. Dan?
I think it'll be a 0-0 against Barnsley, a dour 0-0 because it's their cup final. And I'm sorry, no disrespect, but they're up for that a lot more than we are. And I think we'll probably do Luton 1-0. Very tight.
Okay, and Rich?
I think we might win both, but I think the Luton game is going to be really hard to watch. So I think we'll probably beat Barnsley maybe 2-0 and maybe 1-0 against Luton, but it's not going to be a pretty one.
Lovely stuff. That was Dan Fudge from the Wednesday Week, Rich Miller and Luke Gleadle from A Different Gravy, Not Just Another Sheffield Wednesday podcast. Yes, another enjoyable 30 minutes with the boys, looking ahead to those games with Barnsley and Luton coming up. Speaking all about Joel Pelopessi as well. What a chat that was on Mr. Pelopessi. Perhaps he might weigh in with winners in those two games. We'll have all the reaction on those two games here on the Sheffield Wednesday Fan Show next week on Love Sport. 10 p.m. on Fridays. We will see you then.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.